so much better.
It's so much better. Oh my God. You know what we're going to talk about for a second? What? And then we will get into Just My Luck, because I do have a lunch, a paid for lunch that I invited.
I was going to say, you do have a paid for lunch appearance that we have to get to. So then I'll restart the recording.
No, don't restart.
Or is this supposed to be part of the recording?
Well, I guess it can be, because if they listened to the podcast last week, this is a continuation. Remember about the universe?
Okay, yes.
Okay, you're going to lose it. Okay. So remember the person that I was talking about at the Glendale Galleria?
Yes.
All right.
Were you inspired to buy Ryan Scheckler styled hats? Lids, correct, as the kids call them.
Right. And so, and this is somebody, again, I've inspired his hat use for almost 10 years. And so the power that I have is, mwah. So anywho.
Style influencer.
Influencer, for sure. So wait, what was I saying? Oh yeah. Okay. Wait. What should I call him for the sake of the story? Can you think
hats
of it? Okay. We'll call him Tillies. Because, you know,
no, that okay makes him sound like an old woman. Like, okay, so me and Tilly.
Oh my God. All right, I'm going to call him E. Okay.
But then it's going to sound like you're on E, which.
Okay, what? We got to move to the story. What do I call him?
Okay, Mr. Why don't you call him the Mad Hatter?
Oh my God. Okay, I'm just going to call it him. This is ridiculous.
I love that I'm supposed to be creative and you're like, what should I call him? I'm like, hats, Mr. Hat.
All right. I'm just going to say this person, whatever, the person from the Glendale Galleria, whatever this person.
Call him Mr. Galleria.
Mr. Galleria.
Mr. Right? Gallery Girls.
So anyways, that was, you know, Monday, that whole shenanigans happened. So then cut to Thursday. Shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. So actually, so speaking of Sheena Shea, so cut to Thursday, I'm in Venice, which is right near Marina Del Rey. That's what Sheena Marina Del Rey Shea. Okay, we're getting off track here. So cut to Thursday, and I'm in Venice. I go there to see him, right? Which is already like, whoa, what's happening this week? This Thursday afternoon. I stay there all Thursday. I slept over Thursday night. I know.
A slumby. A slumby.
Okay, so Thursday night, I don't have a scale in my house because I don't like live that lifestyle, but he had a scale. So I was like, oh, let me see. So I weighed myself, I texted my brother and sister and I said, guess how much I weigh? And then I sent a picture of myself on the scale. Okay. So then I go to sleep, nice deep slumber. I wake up in this, you know, Mr. Galleria's arms, literally like behind me, breathing over my neck. And I open my phone. And I see texts from, you know, the person you always give nicknames to? Xenon Girl, mm-hmm, of the 21st Century?
Mm-hmm.
From Xenon.
Zetus Lapidus!
Uh-huh. And I haven't seen, and I've heard from her when I was like, oh my, and I'm thinking, I've got literally whatever breathing down my neck. I'm like, oh my God, he might even see my phone. It's so crazy. And I not only just, so I was like, and that was the third one that had texted me out this week, the three out of the four exes. I'm like, are coming to my life. I'm like, what's happening? Then I opened the text. And it's a picture of himself on a scale saying, guess how much I weigh. And I said, oh, and I was like, I said, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I said, oh my God, this is so strange. I said, this is the strangest thing ever. I was like, I thought I was having a stroke. I was like, I was like, did I send this to the wrong person? Did I send this to him? Like, I was like, this is bizarre. The last text that I sent last night was the exact same thing, but it was to my siblings. I was like, am I still dreaming? I was like, I was even thrown off that he even texted me. I'm like, while this one's breathing down my neck, I'm like, what's happening?
Oh my God. Does he know you're, well, you can't afford an iCloud probably. So I was going to say, do you think he's done like a Sony hack or like one of those like nude leaks where he's looking at your cloud? I don't know if the cloud can do that.
I don't think.
I don't know if you can look at. So I was going to say, yeah. And if Cricket Wireless does have a cloud, it's literally like a real cloud outside where it's like your plan, you can afford to look out your window.
Yeah. On this
of your shared housing.
HP desktop that we're at, there's no cloud. So I was just like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. What did you write back?
I said, oh my God, oh my God, but this is the craziest thing. Like, that was the last thing that I sent to my siblings. And then we just like chatted a bit.
Did he tell you his weight? Did you guess his weight? Like it's a carnival.
No, he sent me the picture of his scale. It was 199.
Did you write back? Ew, disgusting.
No, he actually said this. He sent me the thing. He said, blah, blah, blah. He said, I was literally waiting to get under 200 pounds to text you.
Oh.
I was like, oh, wow.
Well, thank God I haven't waited till I get under 200 pounds to text you or I wouldn't be texting you. So.
And do you know what I wanted to text back? I wanted to be like, text when you're under 165. But I was like, no, that would be awful. No, and I was just like, oh, that's so funny. I was like, I would want to go now. Whatever, we're just chit-chatting. And again, weight doesn't matter. We're just like, it was just a thing. And then I was like, oh, he's like, yeah. And then I said, oh, so, well, are you still dumb and ugly? I literally said that. And he said, maybe a little bit smarter, but probably a little bit uglier. You? And I said, definitely more handsome, probably same level of intellect.
You're like...
And that's where we left it.
You're like, even more handsome, even thinner, even richer. I'm now up to tens of dollars in my bank account.
I'm like, now I have 500 Marlboro Milds to my name. Petties. So
you're like, listen, in Kohl's cash, I'm a millionaire. So,
well, that not because remember, I'm banned from Kohl's, so they wouldn't email me a thing. In Kohl's cash, I'm a felon.
I love that you can't even get approved for like a Kohl's cash loan.
Well, that because I'm banned, but I actually, this is so embarrassing. A few months ago, I was in Target and the woman's like, just get a Target card. You'll save like $100 in this order because I was getting a lot of stuff. And I was like, you know what? It's about that time in my life. Like, we're time for a Target card. And it was denied.
Oh, baby girl.
Oh. MC Light?
Okay.
Aww. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then she goes, you can download the Target app for some discounts. And I was like, ugh.
Oh, well, at least Anna Lusa won't deny you. My Who's jewelry sponsor. As I'm looking at this copy, okay, I'm gonna cut this part out, but I'm like waiting till like the very last minute to like post this podcast because it has to be posted today. And I realize like I don't know how to pronounce this company.
Okay, what is it? We're gonna Google it.
It's called Anna, like A-N-A. And then a space, and Luisa. Anna Luisa?
Anna Lucia.
Anna Lucia. Are you sure?
Well, actually, I don't know. Hold on. Anna Lucia Jewelry. Oh, Anna Luisa.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
You spelled it wrong. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jeffrey, at least the great thing is Anna Luisa is not as judgmental as those other stores, and it has far better jewelry and affordable, luxury affordable that has no judgment on prior or past or future crimes that could be, should we, possibly committed. So at least we know one safe place you can shop.
Okay.
And as long as you use compliments 50, then it's something that you really could afford.
I don't think.
Oh, no, it's just compliments, not 50. Compliments 50. That's my other thing. As long as you use compliments, then you get an additional 10% off. I'll just edit around it. So as long as you do Anna Luisa compliments, Jeffrey, you'll never be denied ever. At least from them. Probably everywhere else in the world in general from people, but not from them.
None of my Tinder people have been accepting me.
Well, maybe if you offer them some jewelry, that will turn around. Maybe that's your opening message. Boom, I just thought of it for you. Hey, have you tried compliments 10% off? Anna Luisa, guess how much I weigh?
Guess how much I weigh?
With or without, and then you could be like, with or without my jewelry on.
Okay, guess how much I weigh, no jewelry. Guess.
Well, you already posted it, like 195.
Oh, you did see it. Okay, so you are watching my stories, even though you pretend you don't see them. That was the real trick there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's, see what I did there? I haven't like logged into Instagram and it's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah, you were lucky I saw those stories. Lucky I threw you a pity view. You're welcome.
I need a pity view. My numbers are down.
I would assume that anything involving you is pity.
My bank account's down. My numbers are down.
Oh my God. Well, I didn't even realize that you had posted our episode yet, or I would have posted it earlier. So I'm sorry. I need to like.
No, see. No. I finally, on Friday, just did a quick one Instagram story of me speaking. I was just like, oh my God, guys, this week has been such a mess. I haven't even promoted the podcast, but it's out. And then I planned on doing one, like tagging and doing all that stuff. But it's because all that I was like in Venice, like in this like fucking cocoon. Like I wasn't even of the world.
But I'm very excited for you. Okay, so sorry. We have to do... Okay.
Okay. Okay. Wait. Are we still...
No, we can move.
Okay.
I'll add it in.
Okay, okay.
Great. Editing. I didn't know... Okay. Sam, like, well, it's perfect because Ana Lucia, it's something that the Bling Ring would have broken in for and something that Lindsay Lohan could actually afford right now.
I was going to say, even if you want to just do it even quicker, because that was a kind of like a three degree reference, separation, whatever, you know, they remember Lindsay just flat out robbed a jewelry store. So Lindsay wouldn't even have to rob it because she
Oh my God,
this.
I forgot. Oh.
Camofi, oh my God, speaking of Venice Beach, look at me coming out with all the references. Camofi & Co. in Venice Beach. Whenever I pass it, I'm like, oof.
Oof. Oof. Oh, baby girl.
I know.
No, I had completely forgotten about Just My Luck. And when I texted you, I'm like, oh, we should do Just My Luck on St. Patrick's Day just because it had the word luck in it. And I'm like, that's how creative I am. I just like magically put those two together. And you're like, I've seen that movie a ton of times. I love it. And watching this, why? How?
Well, you said, yeah, you should watch it. And I said, I don't have to because I've seen it many times and it's already imprinted. Right, what do we want to talk about? The bowling scene? Do we want to talk about the burning scene? Like, what are we talking about here?
I just want to know how many times you watched this movie on drugs and then how many times you've watched this sober. Because I imagine the enthusiasm would be different. How many times have you watched this clear-headed?
Wait, okay, so this movie came out in 2006. I know this for a fact. It came out in 2006. Filmed in 2005.
May 12th, 2006.
Did you notice her, like, in certain scenes, she gets, like, thinner throughout the movie?
Mm-hmm. There is... The continuity in this movie is non-existent. And when I say non-existent, in the sushi scene. Oh, that's like one of those.
And like, I thought you watched her movie. I didn't think you did her drugs.
I have like a Drew Barrymore like lisp, like lash slash mascara, the Susie scene.
okay.
That's hard to say. Okay.
Lash bash mascara. Or the whatever.
Sushi,
we're not talking about this.
The rest, okay, I'm just going to say the Asian restaurant scene with the raw fish and rice rolled together. In that scene, they're wearing their costumes. And then the next scene when they're supposed to be walking out of the restaurant onto the street, they're wearing completely different items. So when I say the continuity is non-existent, the headbands slip on and off. In one of the scenes when they're taking pictures, the camera lens is still on the camera. Like whoever was in charge of continuity was just like her parents. Growing up, non-existent. Absentee.
They were like, listen, they're like, just film. And then I bet you somebody, there's probably like an AD that caught it, like the lens on. They're like, listen, we've got to get Lindsay off set today. Like, she's got to go. Like, just, we got the shot, but just let's move on.
Just keep it going. Listen, is it somewhat usable? We'll just edit around it. Keep it going. We'll do a zoom in on a pigeon or something. Let's just keep rolling.
Because this was filmed before Georgia Rule, which came out the following year, but it was slightly before then, but she was still a mess. Apparently, too, she would like throw up on set. She was a mess.
So this was her second adult role, her second non-Disney film. The first one was Mean Girls.
No. Sorry, I almost...
What?
You're skipping a lot, first of all. Mean Girls. Bobby.
That came out before this and says it was her second adult role. Hold on. I don't know. What is Bobby? Okay. I've never even heard of Bobby.
It's like, do you know political figures? I mean, ugh.
I know. I only know Bobby from King of the Hill.
Okay. And you call yourself a...
A King of the Hill fan. Yes, I do.
A patriot. Wait. Lindsay Lohan. Oh, wait, there's one more. Oh, A Prairie Home Companion with Meryl Streep.
This is her first non-Disney adult film. No. Are you sure that this was before? Okay. Are you going to say that IMDb lied to me? Are you going to say that someone can just write anything on the internet, Jeffrey? Because that's not how the internet works.
Okay. Because it was Mean Girls, 2004. Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. Was that technically a Disney film?
Yeah, that is a Disney film.
I don't think so.
It is a... Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yes, oh, you're right. it is a Disney film.
Okay, it says Walt Disney. Okay, hold on. Then there was A Prairie Home Companion in 2006. Not a Disney film. No, it's not. So that was the second one. And right after that was Just My Luck. And then after that was Bobby. And then after that was Friendly Fire.
Ooh, I've never heard of Bobby or Friendly Fire.
Wait, and then do you know the movie The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet?
Yeah, I've never seen it all the way through. I've seen like 5 minutes here and
there. Okay, it's so good, but so strange because I'm looking through her filmography and that comes up.
Is she in The Holiday?
Listen, it says Lindsay Lohan, uncredited.
So Lindsay Lohan was a day player extra like me or you. Uncredited.
And then in 2007 was Chapter 27, which you did with Jared Leto, then Georgia Rule, and then I Know Who Killed Me, and then, like, you know, the rest. And then, but also, real quick, surprising, I know we're getting a little off topic here.
When are we going to recap I Know Who Killed Me, starring, one, Kenya Moore, and also Garcelle in the same movie?
Wait, Kenya Moore was in I Know Who Killed Me?
Yes. Okay, Kenya Moore hair care.
Okay. Okay, hold on. This is pre-business. I'm looking at her filmography, and there was a movie she did in 2019 called Among the Shadows.
Was that before or after she did Labor Pains, where she pretends to be pregnant? Oh, my God. Oh, she looks like Emma Stone there.
They were like, let's just pretend we got Emma Stone for this.
I was going to say, I'm like, it literally looks like they're kind of like catfishing as Emma Stone.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then apparently, here's the real doozy. There's an upcoming project.
Oh, well, I'm nervous.
It's called Cursed.
So it's a documentary.
And there's only three cast members. Lindsay Lohan, somebody named Joe Rivera, and Mickey Rourke. Oh. And guess what? She plays a character named Detective Mary Brannigan. I mean, she's not a detective. She's a criminal.
Oh, she's always, you know, snorting around to find something. Always.
She's familiar with the legal system.
I was going to say, she's very, very familiar with the ins and outs of, you know, shady, wayward ways.
Wait. Okay, wait. So then now we've established the discography, or I mean the filmography. So going back to Just My Luck, Ashley Albright, did you know that this poster was actually a paparazzi shot?
Okay, yes. When I figured that out, because the first poster that I sent you in a text was so horrific that it truly looks like they use like the Lindsay Lohan Barbie doll.
What first poster? The one that I just showed you?
No, I texted you one where I was like, oof, this poster. And it looks like they used like the Lindsay Lohan Barbie doll next to a real picture of Chris Pine. But kittens, this movie poster, it's Chris Pine. It's Chris Pine. It's Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
Pine. Oh my god. Okay. Like, why doesn't that sound? Oh my god, I am Norman? What
Dula
is it?
Peep. Dula Peep. It's Chris Pine. I think you were mixing Chris Klein, who remember used to date Katie Holmes.
No, I was mixing that and the actual worst Chris. I was thinking of, I was saying Pratt and Pine at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Chris Pine's brother, Chris Pine, on the poster. And Lindsay Lohan, they took a paparazzi shot. This paparazzi shot is like a paparazzi shot that would be of your friend Bronwyn, where she's like winking at the camera.
Okay, watch what you say.
I'm winking at you. Okay, just say that. How bad is it that you do not want to spend any money as a film studio where they're like, no, we don't need to do a professional shoot with the two of them. You know, let's just, let's hire a photographer. Let's hire Sam Lutfi and get one of his outtakes.
Okay, but you actually got it wrong. So I am going to correct you here because your journalism is off. He wasn't in the paparazzi picture. They did a shoot with him and they just put in,
I told you they put it together.
Yeah, they put in this paparazzi pic of her. They're like, listen, we got a shot of Lindsay, she's not gonna show up. If you can look too, if you really look, like her hair is actually kind of like messy.
She's in a pink like faux fur jacket. She's like taking off her sunglasses.
Stolen.
Oh, this is a stolen one?
I think it is, actually. Would wear some girl's stolen fur coat on the cover of a movie poster.
Chris Pine would have absolutely objected to that. Chris Pine is an outstanding.
Where's the alternative cover?
Okay, Google Just My Luck movie poster. Remember, I sent it to you and I was like, oh my God, this is a ridiculous...
Your texts are so erratic. Of course, I don't remember.
Okay, I sent this to you.
Oh, this tragedy? Wait a minute. This girl isn't even Lindsay Lohan.
Exactly! That's why I was like, this doesn't even look like Lindsay Lohan. It looks like Lindsay Lohan's Barbie doll.
Wait, this literally is not her. Who is this girl?
I don't know. It looks like a Sim version.
Okay, wait.
Did the Sims come out with a Lindsay Lohan game?
Hold on. There's
where it's just like where you can have your character like drive drunk and like have a problematic relationship with its.
Oh my god! Sims parents. That sounds so fun. Should we come up with like a
Lindsay Lohan video game?
I was gonna say just like a junky alcoholic Sims.
Well, isn't that in like Grand Theft Auto? Don't you like beat up hookers and stuff?
Yeah. Don't like rain on my parade. But so wait, there's
you're like, okay, listen, we're just workshopping. All I'm hearing from is no.
Look, there's a third.
That's a movie poster I've never even seen before. All of these look like fan submitted movie posters.
I bet you it is. But also Lindsay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm almost positive that that picture of Lindsay is after the movie came out. So because this looks like Samantha Ronson era Lindsay. She looked great. That was my favorite era of her. I think she looked great.
I was gonna say that I think one of Lindsay Lohan's biggest mistakes, and you know, obviously she's only made a few, was breaking up with Wilmer Valderrama. I feel like that's when everything went wrong, but do you really feel like it's when she broke up with her? Samantha Ronson.
Well, Samantha Ronson broke up with Lindsay.
Actually, I don't know if I could have ever even dated Samantha Ronson. Her bulldog, remember her bulldog killed like three Cadillac? Other dogs in its building?
Cadillac, that's the dog's name, Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That's a Grand Theft Auto. That's a car that should be.
I've seen Samantha Ronson a couple times.
With that dog?
Never with the dog. She's very, very thin. She's like this little tiny, like.
Why are you saying that? I'm like, prepare yourself to be shocked. You should have given me warning.
Okay,
like, listen, I've seen her. She is very thin. That has never been disputed. That's never been like contrary to popular belief.
But like when you see her, it's just like a different, it's a different thing. But also what I will say is that no, because the thing is that we thought, oh, she went off the rails after that. But if you remember the YouTube video of her crying on Samantha Ronson's doorstep, being like, Samantha, who was she? No, who was she? No, tell me, who was she?
I don't remember this video at all.
It's insane. It's some house, like, kind of in, like, the Hills area. It's this, like, kind of Tudor-style home. Oh, my God, it's so crazy. She'd always go there. She'd always pull up in this Maserati. She'd always get parking tickets. It was such a mess, and there were so many videos of her crying outside. And she's like, Samantha, no. I love you. It was insane. And the paparazzi would wait out there the entire time for hours.
Do you think that video is better than... I think the movie, granted, I guess call it a short film, that's better than Just My Luck, which doesn't narrow it down because anything is better than this movie. But I beg to say that the movie that she's done that's better than most of her film work has been the Instagram story she posted of her trying to kidnap that Syrian child.
Oh, the best.
She was, she saw a Syrian family on the street, this kid with its own family, and tried to take the kid away from the family, and then the mother punched Lindsay. And she documented all of this.
And then posted. That's the thing. It's like, it wasn't like live. Like, you didn't have to post it after. But then she posted herself getting punched. I was actually going to say, do you know my favorite short film of hers is? Her eHarmony commercial that she did.
Wait, what?
Are you fucking kidding me? I've memed it. I've posted it. Hold on. Lindsay Lohan E. Are you fucking kidding me? Hold on. Wait. These ads. I'm going to pay for YouTube, I think. No, not. Who am I kidding? I don't have any money. Okay, wait. Ready?
Hi, my name is Lindsay, and I'm searching for love. I'm recently single, I think, and I'm looking for someone who I can spend the rest of my life with, or at least the rest of my probation with. A little bit about me. I'm an actress, a singer, an entrepreneur, and I have single-handedly kept 90% of all gossip websites in business. I would define my personality as creative. I'm a bit of a night owl. I'm a workaholic, a shopaholic, and according to the state of California, an alcoholic, as well as a threat to all security guards if they work in hotels. And to put all those rumors to rest, I am not broke. I actually have over $400 in the bank and 20,000 Marlboro miles, which I'm very proud of. I'm looking for a compatible mate who likes a night out on the town, as long as he or she is driving, of course, likes ankle monitoring bracelets, and doesn't have family members quit to issue restraining orders. The perfect mate loves long walks on the beach, car chases on the PCH, antiquing, and passing out in Cadillac Escalades. So if you think you can handle a redhead with a little bit of sass, and by that I mean a redhead that's crazy, I mean, don't pretend like you don't know me. We've all read about it. We'll crash a few parties, a car or two, but at the end of the day, I promise you, I never lose my Google hits, just my underwear. You can reach me at 612679, or you could find me on the cover of Us Weekly because I'm so alone.
How have you never seen this?
Was that for Saturday Night Live or College Humor? What was that for?
Funny or Die.
Oh my God. No, I've never seen it.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's probably like, oh, that's probably her funniest role since ever.
Since, period. She's like, oh. It's like, we'll crash a party, a car, too.
It's like, oh, and I love that it's like, it's the same song that was in Parent Trap at the end.
That's what they did. They put it together. And then I didn't even realize it, but I referenced it in the beginning of this podcast when I said, oh, I had like 500 Marlboro miles. That's where I got that from.
I mean, honestly, Jeff, you could use that as half of your dating profile.
I think my dating profile says like, I forget what it says. Should I look? It says something ridiculous. Oh, you know, it does say something like, because somebody DM'd me and was like, I liked your bio. And I was like, what does it say? I'll tell you what it says. That was a Wendy. That was a Wendy Williams. Oh my God! Did I get a match? What the fuck is wrong with this stupid
motherfucker? Can you hear this? If I do this, can you hear this?
No. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, you don't hear what I'm playing?
I hear nothing.
Oh, okay, because of my headphones. Okay, I was playing the video of her taking the refugee kid.
Oh, what? Oh, no, you have to put it up towards there. That's why I held mine up to my mic.
No, I'm playing it from my computer. I have a computer, Jeffrey.
Wait, how can we?
It's okay. I'll insert it later.
You'll insert it later. Okay, because that's a real classic. Wait, first of all, I'm annoyed because there's somebody that I was like DMing with on my Instagram and he just like never responded to when I was going to set a date with. And then I just looked at my Tinder and he DM'd me on there and said, how's it going? I'm like, how's this going? It's 3 weeks ago I asked you if you want to hang out and said, I'm available on this day and you never fucking answered.
But he found you on...
Because we already knew, but I didn't
on Tinder? What are you on?
This is on Tinder. How filthy. People are so filthy. Actually, no, he's pretty cute, so I'll leave it. Okay, what did I say in my thing? Oh, I said... I was listing stuff I liked. So I said like cars, being active, blah, 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 music, documentaries. And then I put being alone and wanting to be with people and being with people and wanting to be alone.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I thought I was like, that was a quick one. That was a good one. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, MC Light.
Who the fuck is MC Light too? Do we even know who this is?
I know. Who is Chris Pine? Who is Nicole Scherzenberger?
Wait.
Dula Peep.
Wait, what? MC Light?
Okay. Can I read to you some facts about Just by Luck?
Oh, yeah. Is this? And you said these are from Michael Lohan?
Well, these facts are from IMDb, but I have some other information from Michael Lohan.
Okay,
that I got off of his Tinder profile.
Okay, this one first, but then
I'm just kidding. I wish I could find Michael Lohan on Tinder. I don't think he's a bad-looking man.
Okay, really, really quick. I know we keep going sidetrack. Do you know what I'm not kidding you. I had a dream about this the other night. Do you remember when his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife or maybe still current wife, whatever, Kate Major was arrested for like the fifth time and she had to get one of those things put up over her head because she kept spitting at the cops?
No, I didn't even know that they made like dog cones for people and against cops.
Are you kidding me? Hold on.
Have you ever had one on you?
No, because I was always super respectful. Oh my God, remember I told you I got arrested? I think it was the last time I got arrested and they took me to Burger King. I'm super respectful.
What? No, you've never told me that you went to Burger King with cops.
Yeah. He was like, oh shit. He was like, oh no. He's like, you're definitely going to be there for a bit. Cause we realized that I had whole, detainers. And I was like, oh no. He's like, do you want to go to Burger King? I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
Are you sure this is like a real cop or was this like at a bachelorette party?
No. And he was like, I was like, I guess you're paying.
Like one of those cops?
No, we got Burger King. He's super nice. I was always, they're always like, oh my God, you're so respectful. And I was like, guys, this is what happened. I was like, it's not great, right? It's not great. And they're like, no, it's not. I was always, oh my God, so tight with them. Fuck, how can I not find this fucking picture? Hold on, arrested Florida. Because it was in Florida every time. Of course it was. Well, of course it was.
Every time you were arrested or no, every time Kate for Major. Michael?
Kate Major.
I love that you're like so disgusted. I'm like, no, it wouldn't be me.
I wouldn't be arrested in Florida.
Annabelle. You're like, was I on heroin? Yes. Did I have Burger King with cops? Yes. Would I ever be so classless and disgusting as to even go to Florida, let alone be arrested there? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Wait, Kate Major arrested FaceNet? Why is this not coming up?
Are you sure you didn't like dream? I've never heard of this. But in the meantime, can I tell you that Just My Luck has a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. One of the producers of this was Bruce Willis, and kind of a fuck you because he didn't even cast his daughter. He didn't even cast Rumor in this. Thank God that Adam Sandler took pity on her and cast her in House Bunny.
Wait, I blacked out. Sorry, because I'm getting a phone call and I was trying to find that picture. What did you just say? The last thing I heard was
Anna Faris and just House putting Bunny. On Jeffrey's just putting on chapstick very slowly, and then she's like, I don't know what you did.
Actually, do you want to know what was really happening? Is I was rage texting my brother while simultaneously seeing my phone ring while listening to you while looking for that picture. So I was just
wow, what a multitasker.
Wait, hold on.
Are you Dwayne The Rock Johnson or are you Jeffrey Epstein? I don't know who. How can you handle all of these jobs at once? It's incredible.
I'm listening. I am an entrepreneur. Again, people always inquire about my finances. I'm multitasking. I'm podcasting. I'm rage texting Justin fucking idiot Epstein. I'm, you know, he's really
Please don't
so...
talk about my ex-boyfriend like that. It's disrespectful and rude. No, what I was saying was that Bruce Willis was a producer on this and that he didn't even cast Rumor. He didn't even cast his daughter in this movie that he produced. So thank God that Adam Sandler took pity on her and put her in House Bunny because her own dad didn't even put her in this movie.
A Rumor, I know. Do you remember when she breaks out of that shell?
Of her scoliosis? Praise.
Yes, I guess that's the proper word.
Yes, her scoliosis body armor that they put her in. This movie is an hour and 43 minutes. Like, what the fuck? How? Why? This should have been, this is like a Disney original movie. Like, this was not meant to be like a real adult movie, which makes no sense because it's a PG-13 movie and they have like a fuck you and like they're allowed to say like shit a few times in like a PG-13 movie and they waste all of those cuss words on like throwaway characters. Like the fuck you is said by a cabbie we don't even see. It's they just like by a cab like driving by. It's like why would you give that to an actual real character?
Wait, because they get one fuck and they get like a certain amount of shits and bitches?
Yeah. And you wasted it on no one.
Okay, speaking of no one, sorry, there was somebody that did just abruptly close their door. I'm telling you.
Speaking of no one and people who listen to this podcast.
Wait, I have to call this person back. I feel like, would it be good if you did hear this? Would it be good for the podcast to do a live phone call?
Who are you doing this phone call? You're like, would this be good? I'm calling Rumor right now. So you're calling your brother. Is this good for podcast? Is this good content?
It's Tallulah Bell. Hold on 1 second.
Jeff, I've seen your pictures fucking please. Yeah.
No, I was trying to figure out Kyle. I'm like, I'm in the middle of a podcast. I'm doing so many things. I'm rage texting Justin. I'm literally still on the podcast. The girl's looking at me. I'm trying to figure out the place. Have you picked the place?
No. Why are you rage texting Justin?
Because he's so fucking stupid.
What do you do?
Oh, nothing. He's just always stupid. And he's just so fun to rage text. Like, he's the easiest person to be mean to. You know, some people are just the best to be mean to. I like being mean to Annabelle too. She's sitting and she's watching me. But like, have you picked a place to eat?
No, fucking Jeff. I literally have to make decisions for people all week long. I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't think about it.
Okay, you don't have to, Kyle. No decisions for you. I want you to have a relaxing Sunday.
Thank you.
You know, all I want for you. I would never want you to be stressed, ever.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And, you know, in exactly 15 minutes, I'm going to figure this out, and I'm going to pick you up. We're going to pick you and Justin up, and we're going to have a lunch. It's a beautiful Sunday. It's beautiful out.
Oh, you're picking me up?
Yeah, I'm picking you up, too. You got a ride in the STI, too, so you can't complain.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
let me shower and get dressed then. I haven't showered yet.
Okay, cool. I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See that, guys? That's how you deal with the situation. That's how you just...
You're picking him up in 15 minutes? We
No, I'm picking him up at 2 o'clock. It's in 30 minutes. Listen, am I showered? No, I'm still in my running clothes. You can see. I don't know what's happening.
Your running clothes... This looks no different than your formal wear. You act like you're... This is clearly two very different looks.
If I'm being honest...
There is no difference.
If I'm being honest, what my actual plan was that I was going to... take a shower and then just put on my bathing suit to go.
Without a shirt?
No, with a shirt too. We're sitting outside. I want to feel like it's summer. I always wear like a bathing suit when I'm out to lunch on Sundays, so I pretend it's like
you
summer.
Do a bathing suit always. I've never seen you in pants.
All right, well, you know, semantics here, but the point is that that was what I was. What's happening?
How many?
She's just watching me, like. Aggressively apply chapstick.
say, the over dramatic gesture you do to apply chapstick, it's like you have like one of those jumbo Sharpies and you're putting it on like how a mime would put it on if he was trying to perform for a blind person. How you
trying to it's about a proper application, so I want to make sure I'm getting the best of it. Yesterday, Penny.
Listen, don't give away all your beauty tutorial secrets, Jeffrey.
Yesterday, Penny tried to throw my chapstick across the fucking Mexican restaurant. I almost threw her across.
Good for
the
her.
Restaurant.
That's what I always want to do. If I could reach through the screen right now and throw it at you, I would.
I almost threw her. I was like, no. And she's like, shoot. And then she was like, roll it. Like, roll it out. Roll it up. I was like, I'm going to roll you, Penny.
I love Penny.
I was like, Penny, go smoke another cig and calm
Penny
down.
Is my girl. I originally wanted to do this with Penny. She actually would have been much more helpful.
Like, Penny, why don't you have a piece of bread and maybe you'll calm down a little. Oh, Penny. Okay. So the point is that we have...
You're like, the point is we have 20 minutes.
Oh, not 20. We've got 15. For me to shower, get a bathing suit, and pick up Kyle and figure out where I'm going to fucking lunch and still bitch out Justin simultaneously because he's still saying stupid shit. Guys.
All right. Then I guess the most important part of this movie is I will just read to you so you won't...
No, yeah. Go through the facts. Sorry. Okay. Go through the facts.
According to her father, Michael Lohan, it was on the set of this film that Lindsay Lohan overdosed on cocaine for the first time.
Sorry. It says this on IMDb.
This on the Daily Mail. Michael Lohan had alleged his actress daughter, Lindsay, overdosed on cocaine at age 18. The 53-year-old father of six claims Lindsay's first brush with drugs came back in 2005 when she was shooting the movie Just My Luck. Quote, Lindsay was filming in New Orleans, and I got a call saying she had overdosed on cocaine, Michael tells the UK Sun newspaper. Quote, one of her assistants had given her the drug. I was so angry, I got a gun from the house and planned to go to New Orleans to kill him.
What? Wait.
Quote, I couldn't believe what had happened to my daughter. I was just so angry. However, Michael ended up crashing his car on the way to the airport and was arrested for drunk driving, sending him to a year in prison.
Okay.
Just my luck, am I right?
I think I'm looking at a different trivia because I'm looking at trivia. It's different, but it's amazing. I'm going to read two since you read those. Okay, so one says Chris Pine described working with Lindsay as it was a real cyclone of insanity. Okay.
So, how many times has that been said about spending time with me?
In hindsight, it's really a distinct moment in someone's life when you see what's really wonderful about what we get to do and what's really dangerous about it. That's one. And then another piece of trivia is, while everyone else would rehearse for a scene, Lindsay would sit in a corner and a stand-in would do her scene with other principal actors. Then, when film rolled, Lindsay would saunter over and repeatedly flub her lines, after which she'd often throw a fit and someone had to console her and lead her away. Oh, she's too iconic for America. That's why she's overseas. She's too iconic for this fucking country.
My God. I just love that he was going to go kill the assistant.
Okay. I actually do remember, you said that was Daily Mail. I remember him, this interview.
Talk about bad luck for him.
My other thing is too, and this is like, I might get flack for this, but like, it's not hard to overdose on coke, but like, it's very easy to overdose on like opiates, specifically heroin, specifically when you're shooting and things like that. Coke is a little bit hard. Meth is like, you like pretty much can't overdose on meth. Coke is... that's such, one time on my mom's
sounds 60th. Like a Jeffrey Epstein challenge. All right, listeners.
No, one on my mom's 60th birthday party, my aunt overdosed on coke and like passed out. It was so ridiculous. But anyways,
God, what a bitch to overshadow the party like that. It's like, listen, it's your mom's birthday. If anyone should be overdosing on coke, it's her. It's her day.
No, we kept partying too, and then everyone's like, "What? That's what she won't have wanted." I was like, "That's true." Wait, my family's a mess. Okay.
It's what your mom would have wanted for her sister to overdose on coke?
No. Or it's what the sister would have wanted us to keep partying.
That's very selfless of her.
And it's only because the sister didn't eat that day.
Well, had she just had a
fucking piece of bread.
It's a bad day to do Coke if you're going to be at a birthday party. Listen, I mean, why waste a good cake day?
I was going to say, it's a bad day to skip breakfast is what it is.
Ugh.
Okay, wait. So then, okay.
I'm sorry, but your aunt made a very irresponsible decision. Not on doing Coke, but just on, you know, choosing that over cake.
No, listen,
you can do the Coke after.
All right, first of all, I know where you got the trivia of it's because this in the trivia it says this is Lindsay Lohan's second non-Disney movie, the first being Mean Girls. So that's where you heard it from, but the trivia is incorrect. Had they just checked their own facts and gone through the filmography and the chronology of the filmography, they would have realized that it's actually the third. So I noticed that. And then it says, oh, what?
Did you see one of the quotes from one of the crew members?
No, is it in the trivia?
Speaking to the Times, Picane, which was the crew member, about working with Lindsay Lohan. Quote, okay, so says, speaking to the Times, a seasoned crew member said, quote, I've never seen anything like this. She's making our lives a living hell. It's just not professional.
Do you know what I want? Oh my God, I'm not even kidding you. I have so many, you know me, I have so many like career and whatever ideas. Like I need to start one. I have so many documentaries I want to do too. We need to do a documentary about all people that have worked with Lindsay Lohan and just interview, I mean, photo shoots, movies, everything.
I want the life coach like, who did, who didn't on her Oprah, on her Oprah special, didn't she have a life coach and they did a vision board?
And her, the life coach quit. The life coach was like, There's nothing I could do. She was like, there's simply nothing I can do. Okay, wait. Imagine
I wonder how many therapists have wanted to say that about me. They go home to their families and they're like, saw her again. And I mean, listen, I'm a therapist. I'm not a magician. There's nothing I can do.
I once did a tweet about that where it was like me. And then I was like, my therapist, like, there's simply just nothing we can do here. Whatchamacallit?
I'm not licensed to perform a lobotomy. There's nothing else I can do.
Like, why don't you try ayahuasca? Which I am trying. But okay, so imagine it just was a documentary called Working with Lindsay. Imagine it's a Netflix documentary, and it's just people throughout her career who have worked with her. I mean, if we get this seasoned crew member to spill.
I've never seen anything like it.
Adam, we didn't do this. Did you ever that's what I was trying to find, was the Kate Major with the net overhead. But I'm also trying to find, hold on, and now Greg's fucking texting, god damn it. Okay, Lindsay Lohan Just My Luck set pictures. Do you ever look up pictures of the set?
I mean, I kept looking and looking and looking on Google. I kept typing in Chris Prime and nothing was coming up. And I was like, clearly the interwebs are down.
Oh, they're coming up. Okay, so there's this one. Getty Images. They're always sharp. She looks rail thin.
She does. She looks like she's in her disco era. Studio 54. Baby girl.
This next picture is right before the overdose, I'm assuming. Wow.
It's like they filmed most of the movie in New Orleans, and it's like New Orleans in the early 2000s, it had like already gone through enough. Can you imagine like this poor city? It's like barely survived Katrina. It's just getting back on its feet. And then it's like, guess what? Guess who's filming in our city? Just My Luck.
This was filmed in 2005. So they literally have a fucking natural disaster come through. And then a year later, Katrina hits. They're probably like, listen, we would rather have Katrina again than have Lindsay come into town again. Because she was and then what does it say? Getty Images 262, Lindsay Lohan on the set of Just My Luck, March photos. What is 262? Whoa, what is this one? Hold on.
Honestly, it looks like she's coming out of Kitson.
Okay, you're being nice.
It looks like she's coming out of my favorite store in the 2000s.
There's a picture of Dina Lohan in a 6 Series convertible, I think, yelling at a truck.
Okay, do you remember when, I mean, because pictures work so well over podcasts, so.
okay, right. Okay, Annabelle. We described, though, I just said, wait, I'm sorry, there's one more of Dina, and then I'll stop.
that Dina is engaged to a man right now. Are they still engaged? They were
when she's
they
never were, met.
Yeah, she's engaged to a man she's never met.
They were engaged, and then they broke. She announced it, and then they broke it off. But I think then they got reengaged.
I want to believe in love. If they can't make it, Jeffrey, who can in this crazy world?
I'm telling you, there's nobody that is as persistent as Dina Lohan.
That is what. That is the nicest thing to call her.
Do you remember, like, in 2013 when Lindsay Lohan went on to watch What Happens Live, and she was like, she's talking, and all of a sudden, at the end, she just sneaks in, and she goes, and my mom also said that she wanted to say that, like, you know, she thinks that her and Jill Zarin should get on the show to get the ratings back up. And you know, Dina Lohan's in the audience, you better fucking say it, Lindsay.
I had no idea that the Lohans and the Zarins were friends.
What? Jill Zarin is good friends with Dina Lohan. You didn't know this?
Is that like one of the things they're like, our Jill Zarin fabric rugs are so fabulous, you can overdose on them over and over again, and they just wash out.
I mean, I guess. Or it's like, yeah, like, our rugs are used by the Lohans. You can find cocaine in the rugs of the Lohans. How did you not know this? And then, yeah, she was on Watch Happens Live, and Dina kept trying to get on Housewives New York, and Lindsay's like, I think my mom should go on. I don't know why I did her, like, her, she doesn't sound like that, but.
Oh my God. I wish I didn't have my AirPods in because it like, won't, cause you won't hear it. But I was going to play the audio of when Wendy called Dina on the show.
Like a phone call?
Yeah. Dina was doing a Dial the Stars, like where you could talk to Dina Lohan.
Wait, can you send it to me and then I'll play it?
No, cause I edited it down so it wouldn't have like lag time.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know you were an audio engineer now.
Oh, well, you haven't listened to, have you ever listened to any of my episodes in like,
in? Yes, and we've always discussed this, but I didn't know that you were like cutting things down. And I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the one who does all the audio.
Does it. I thought the producer does that. The one that edits your episodes that we've talked, yeah. Wow.
No, I do all of that.
Wow. Aiken mm-hmm. has really taught you a lot.
I know.
About the outdoors and the indoors.
You know, in the studio, working on the soundboards, editing.
Cutting costs.
Mm-hmm. RJ's cutting like, myself. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Okay. RJ's like, thank God she's cutting our costs down. our margins are just through the roof.
Listen, Adderall and Compliments World Headquarters has a lot going on.
Can we have RJ on, me, you, and him, and I can, you know, discuss business and really see where the margins are at.
Pick his business brain.
And just, you know, like I said, see where the margins are at, see where the portfolio is at.
Oh, I mean, the portfolio is very, very strong. Very, very strong portfolio. Very, very strong. I would say there's so many folios. It's just endless.
You're like, we're published. We're in magazines. We're no. Global. You are global.
I am global. I have many, you know, manila envelopes, a lot of tabs.
open tabs, unpaid tabs. Yeah, open tabs.
Yeah, exactly. Unpaid tabs I've run out on. You know, so there's a lot happening here. You wouldn't understand. It's like a very busy business. I'm a very important businesswoman. That's why I don't have love in my life. I'm too busy for love. I'm a very important businesswoman.
Okay, well, as a businessman myself, somebody who's has to go to lunch.
Like as somebody who has to go to a paid lunch.
A paid business lunch in my bathing suit.
I mean, the thing is, your attire is so made for Florida. Like your clothes are, you could be the mayor of Florida. And I don't just say that to anyone.
Honestly, I said it to Justin yesterday because our friend was texting us. He was like something. He was like all this, and he lives in Florida and like all these trashy girls. And I was like, honestly, I feel like we fit well in Florida. He's like, we do, but we could never do it. I was like, you're right.
Your aesthetic is very Florida.
But I bring the Florida meets New Jersey to LA.
And that's and that's why we're so bonded together. I mean, Wendy, when she asked me if I was from New Jersey, I should have just lied and said like, yes. And so I was just like, no, I said sadly. And she goes, well, you look very Jersey. And I should have just said yes.
You should have been like, I'm actually from Nova Scotia. Just seeing what you said.
No, but who?
Huh? Norman? Who and who?
Norman, who's Nova? Is she related to Cronova?
Cornova. Okay. Yeah, no, but and it's, what's funny too is that person I was with in Venice was like, oh, Jeff, like, I thought you wanted to go to these fancy places that you like. And I was like, do you know who I am? I was like, I'm the trashiest fucking person. Like, what are you talking? I was like, I've known you for 10 years. What are you talking about, fancy places? Because we're going to this place called Flake. And I was like, this is my currency is like anything less
McDonald's
than
McDonald's monopoly money.
I would say let anything less than a $10 bill. Like we work with 10 fives and ones. Like 20s are out of my league. Are they not?
Yeah, you're like 20s. What did I just win? Like an insurance settlement? Who am I? Rockefeller?
I'm like, this company is global. So yeah, I do have to bid au revoir or whatever the fuck the word is and whatever. to Adderall and Compliments headquarters for the day.
Your arvaro, as they say in Florida.
What?
That's just probably how we pronounce it. Okay.
I say au revoir, adios, later.
Wow, you really are global, Jeffrey. And I have to say, you were even more amazing to do a movie recap with than I could have imagined. I had my expectations, and you far succeeded them.
That was actually so fun because we dipped in and out. We took phone calls. We took business
calls. Yeah, we took phone calls. We looked
business
at pictures
calls.
Online. We looked at pictures that nobody could see on your phone. It was, I really feel like people, and we're like, listen, and that's the movie Just My Luck. And if you guys couldn't understand the movie from what we talked about, then I don't know if there's any hope for you. Because I think we explained it pretty clearly.
Okay, so I will say this, guys. Like, did we sum up the plot? No. Did we talk about scenes? No. Did we give you a gist of what the movie's like? No. But what we did was we gave you a lot of, I feel like we touched on filming. We touched on trivia.
Listen, we gave you probably, anyone who listened to this, and if they still made it this far right now, they probably feel like a crew member during Just My Luck of like, listen, I can't explain it. I've never seen anything like it.
It was a cyclone
of insanity. Oh my god, that should be my Tinder profile. My bio. Cyclone of insanity.
Or no. Put I've never seen anything like this. Please do that and put it in quotes. I might do it to mine, to be honest with you. I've never seen anything like this. And then dot, and then under it, another set of quotes. It's like a cyclone of insanity. And then under that, she overdosed on cocaine.
I mean, wow. Just, I cannot thank you enough for doing this, Jeffrey.
Yeah. But I do actually have to really go.
Yeah, no,
my business manager is waiting for me.
No, you have a very important paid lunch. All right, Jeffrey.
They know where to find me.
I mean, they know where to find you at, you know, your local probation office or Cash for Gold, anywhere that
EBT customer service,
anywhere that you could find Michael or Dina Lohan is where you could find Jeffrey.
Any form of public assistance
and cyclone of insanity. Jeffrey.
Okay. I'm signing off right now. Literally this second. Okay.
I love you.
Okay. Bye. It's so much better.